Local sports is being brought to you today by First Bank Panther Volleyball from over the weekend. After beating Lovell last week, Powell is trying to continue their winning ways as they faced off against Thermopolis. And for the Panthers, after being tied at 1-1 in sets, they bounced to a 25-19, 25-12 set win to clinch the match. As for Powell, it's a four-match winning streak. They've got some high-powered opponents coming up this weekend. They will take on Mountain View at home on Friday night. And then on Saturday morning, they have a home matchup against Lyman out of the conference. Panther swim team also in action over the weekend as they met up with Riverton in a duel. And wasn't even close as the Panthers ended up winning all 12 events, recording 25 personal best times as they beat Riverton 210 to 70. As Powell will get ready to compete coming up Friday in Worland, where they'll participate in a double duel with the Warriors and also with Green River. Also from over the weekend, Fox and Hound event taking place last Friday in Cody for the cross-country teams. Slower runners start off first, and then the Foxes chase, or the Hounds chase them down. Well, it ended up being for the Panthers out of the all the competitors taking fifth place. Top finisher for the girls was Cabri Cannon from Powell. She finished in 11th for the boys from Powell. Joey Hernandez was the top finisher, taking 12th overall. Next up will be the Powell invite, which will take place coming up Friday at the Powell Golf Course beginning at 2 p.m. Well, today is the day that the athletic directors around the state will be meeting in Casper to talk about basketball, wrestling, and boys swimming and diving as they'll discuss what to do during the pandemic. Many suggestions have been popping up. For one, doing away with tournaments, which the Panther wrestling team has always been high on, not only with hosting one of their big tournaments at the beginning of the year, but also competing in tournaments throughout Montana. That will mean more home dates, though, on duels for the Panther wrestling team, if that's the way they go, by getting rid of those. Also, being put in jeopardy for basketball, the Bighorn Basin Classic, which is held for both boys and girls in the area and takes place at different gyms around the Bighorn Basin. And also a discussion maybe about the boys and girls teams not traveling together to try to cut down on fan attendance. The boys team may be on the road while the girls are playing at home in basketball. That will be discussed today, and they should be making some kind of announcement coming up later on tomorrow. That's local sports. More coming up in a moment.